Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Captain Hunter's Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I truly appreciate the love and support that you all have been giving. Thank you so much for tuning in for another episode. Maybe you can tell, but I have a little frog in my throat, still trying to get over a little cold that I had, but we got to go through it to get to it, right? No biggie about that. On today's episode, we are going to feature a fellow podcaster by the name of Zaikia McCoy. Ms. McCoy is a fellow podcaster that I met through a Facebook social group for fellow podcasters. So we kind of hooked up, and being that she is living a positive type of lifestyle and being a fellow podcaster, I asked her to be on the show, and she asked me to be on her show. So we kind of did a cross-platform kind of thing. So you can listen to my interview with her on her podcast, which is called Cooking with Positivity. Being the holiday season, at the time of the release of this, would most people count as about Thanksgiving, but I actually, for my own purposes, I include Halloween in that, right? Just a time of feasting and family and just getting around and just sitting around, getting to know one another, and that whole bonding time, I think that is really important. At starting at about Halloween time through Thanksgiving, through Christmas, and through New Year's, it's called the holiday season. We eat, we tend to overindulge, and all that kind of stuff. So I wanted to keep this positive, have someone on who knew something a little bit about food, maybe give us a recipe or two. And so that's why I decided to hook up with Miss Zaikia McCoy. So I'd like to read just a little bit about her bio. But before we get into that, let me just make sure you guys remember to hit that subscribe button, rate, share. Remember, the podcast can be supported through PayPal. That's Lawrence Hunter at CPTL Hunter, Cash App CPTL Hunter. And also through Venmo, CPTL Hunter, Captain L Hunter for all those. You can also go over to my Patreon page, support the page, support the podcast, Captain Hunter's Podcast on Patreon, patreon.com, patreon.com. Become a supporter and just help me get this message out to the people. Also, remember to follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I'm also on YouTube, all Captain L Hunter, CPTL Hunter. For all those, especially for Twitter, CPTL Hunter, and for Instagram, CPTL Hunter. Without further ado, let's get into the interview with Ms. Zaikia McCoy. Here's her bio. Zaikia McCoy is a caterer and creative writer. She has been writing since the age of 7 and has written poetry and short stories in every genre. She has written lyrics for up-and-coming artists and entered into several poetry competitions. Her goal is to become recognized for her work through novels, poetry, and film. Zaikia is working on 3 novels and 2 screenplays. She has recently embarked on several entrepreneurial endeavors. As of January 2014, Zaikia launched her own catering company called ZRZ Catering, with the slogan, "From the kitchen to your table." This website can be found on Facebook with the search ZRZ Catering and at zaikiamccoy.com. That's ZYKIAMCCOY.com, which is growing every day with events like birthday parties, bachelorette parties, luncheons, etc. Being a native New Yorker, Zaikia has tried to stay connected to her hometown roots and often writes about the streets she remembers from New York and the people she met while living there. Zaikia is a single mother of 2 little girls whom she loves and wants to succeed. She created a social group called Single Moms Club, also inspired by a Tyler Perry movie. This group can be found on Facebook as well. A group of single moms that goes on outings and enjoy each other's company. Zaikia's 4 major passions are her kids, writing, cooking, and reading. With everything on her plate, Zaikia has decided to take her talents to another level and combine them under one business header, Zaikia McCoy. The Cooking with Positivity podcast that focuses on spreading positivity and remaining positive in all aspects of life. So the reason I wanted to focus on Ms. McCoy is because she's a single mom. She's doing positive things. She is an inspiration to the community. And she's one of those people who is trying to make the community better through her work, through her literature, through her writing, through her raising of her children, and being active member in society. So if you've wondered why Captain Hunter is talking and speaking with people who are not necessarily in law enforcement. Well, this is the reason, right? It's about building the bridge between the community and the police. And one way to do that is to build up the community. And here's a strong member of the community who's doing positive things. Her podcast is called Cooking with Positivity. And that's why we're going to have a great conversation with Miss Zakiya McCoy. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, here's an interview with Miss Zakiya McCoy. And do make sure that you check out her podcast called Cooking with Positivity. Thank you so much, Zakiya McCoy, for being on Captain Hunter's podcast. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I read your bio, so why don't you just tell us a little bit more or something different about yourself and what you got going on?
Well, I am a caterer and a writer, of course, but I am also the host of Cooking with Positivity podcast, and we promote positivity in everyday life. And that's not just, you know, through cooking or through writing. That's through every aspect of life.
Very nice. Your bio says you've been writing since you were 7. Tell us about that.
Yes, I've been writing. I want to say I started writing like poetry since I was 7. You know, I took to writing after an assignment in class, actually. And my teacher had us read a poem out loud. And it's Our Music by Linda Michele Barron. And that poem stuck with me. And I felt like if something can stick with you this much, if I was doing it, it might make me feel just as good or even better. So I picked up my pen and I haven't stopped writing ever since.
And what poem was that?
It's Our Music by Linda Michele Barron.
Oh, okay. And that was what, when you were 7 in second grade?
I was in the second grade, and it actually revisited me in the 5th grade because we did it for my 5th grade graduation.
Oh, okay.
And I was able to perform that poem.
I was never into poetry. The only poets I like were Nas and people like that. So
I love the poetry of hip hop too. So it's all the same. It's all music to me.
Right. So you've also written for some poetry competitions. Is that right?
Yes, I actually won the Barren and Mournful competition. I wrote a poem for my cousin who I lost through violence. And he was 8 years old when he was murdered.
Oh my God.
And I submitted the poem that I wrote for his obituaries.
Oh, wow. I'm really sorry to hear that. How long
ago? We just lost his sister. So, you know, it's kind of, that was what, 4 years ago? And then we just lost his sister at the top of the year. So things are still kind of raw.
I can imagine. Really, really.
The poem that I wrote for him.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but the poem that I wrote for him, it won a purple ribbon for his heroism and for me putting his heroism in the poem.
Wow. Now, is that...
Because he was trying to save one of his sisters.
He was trying to save one of his sisters?
Yeah.
Do you mind telling that story, or is it too raw?
I can. I mean, it made national news. Like, it was everywhere. His sister was being sexually assaulted in the backyard of his house, and he was trying to prevent her from being sick. But, of course, you know, he's smaller. He was only 8, and the boy overpowered him, and he hit him in the head with a brick.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so
I mean, I assume they caught the boy, and he's under arrest. And
yeah, he's been in a jail since.
And how old was the sister?
His sister at the time... Was she 13, 12, 13?
Wow. Is that the one who you just lost?
No. their older sister is the one we just lost.
Okay. Well, I'm really sorry to hear that. That's really horrible. He certainly sounds like a hero who would step in to try to do something when he sees his sister being assaulted. So really horrible.
Definitely.
And you've also written for some other poetry artists. Is that right?
Yes. I've written for a few up and coming artists. I will not name names because they're, that was part of our deal.
Okay.
Is that they, I remain anonymous.
Okay. Very well.
That was a while ago, but it wasn't like now everybody is writing for everybody and everybody knows who's, you know, written what, but that was a while ago.
So is that a big thing? Ghostwriting for poetry, for artists? Is that a big thing? I don't know. I'm not into that world. I don't know.
It's a big thing to me because that means you respect me as an artist and you want to use some of my work. I look at it as content writing because I do content writing as well. So if you have a business or you have a website and you need some content and I go and I see, you know, what you have to offer and I put it into words, I look at that as ghostwriting as well. Because I'm not getting the credit for the words. My name is not plastered all over your website, but you know I wrote that for you. You know I did that work for you.
Okay, so explain to me what content writing is. I don't know what that is. I'm not familiar with that.
Content writing is when you provide content for, it can be, like I said, a business, a website. I do content writing for other poets, content editing and things like that. So if you have a website or you have a business, I do promotions on my podcast as well. And if you have a business and you come to me with your product or your business and let me know what you do, I create a commercial for you. That's pretty much what content writing is.
Oh, okay.
Or if you have someone who does your like personal emails and things of that nature. There are so many different types of content writers, but I provide creative content and content to help your business or website pop.
Okay, very nice. First of all, do you have a website where people can reach you at and or your email address where people can reach you and get some content done for them?
Yes, everything is ZykeaMcCoy.com and ZykeaMcCoy@yahoo.com and at gmail.com. Everything is Zykea McCoy. I make it very easy.
Very well.
So if you're contacting me,
okay,
you can get me.
Very nice. So you and I met as part of this Facebook group that we are for podcasting. So tell us a little bit about your podcast.
Again, my podcast is about spreading positivity in every aspect of life. So I have a saying, cooking with positivity is about being positive, whether it be in your business, your love life, or in your everyday decision making. And I felt that, you know, this was needed in my community as well as around the world because we have so many negative things going on, so many dark things happening in this world that we forget to be positive. And so I felt like if I shined a light on positive things, it would help bring some light to this dark world that we're living in right now. And also it was a great way to bring my catering and my writing business together because I create, you know, like I said, content for my podcast as well as share recipes and interview, you know, caterers, chefs, and things like that, and people that I can relate to.
Very nice. Now, where is your podcast located at? Where can people find it?
Well, we are based on Anchor. It's a great podcast app. Actually, someone who told me about it, they were going to start their own podcast, but then they got gun shy, but they told me about Anchor. And I've been with them ever since. It's been a year and a half now, almost going on 2 years that I've been doing the podcast. and it's worked out great. But I can be also be heard on iHeartRadio, Stitcher, iTunes, pretty much everywhere you listen to podcasts.
Okay, so it's Cooking with Positivity. Now, you told us about your writing. How did you get into cooking as far as positivity?
So this is kind of a funny story. My mom is a great cook. She's one of the greatest cooks in the world, in my opinion.
We're all supposed to say that about our moms, hair. Right?
Yes. So growing up, you know, I watched her, you know, do certain things around the house and outside of the house, and I thought it was magic. And so I started asking her to teach me how to do hair. And one day, on her day off, she was like, okay, I'll teach you how to, you know, braid. And I wasn't getting it. And she said to me, this is not for you. This is not for you. You just don't get it. Braiding is something that you know how to do. You have it in you and you want to do it. Practicing just makes you better. So I put down the hair and I started watching her in the kitchen. And I found that I was able to follow like recipes when she wasn't home, because I used to watch my brothers when my mom would be at work. And so I'm the oldest of seven. So a majority of the time I was supposed to be responsible for my siblings, and I would just start doing stuff my mom would do. So cooking was a big thing. And I remember my first cooking endeavor, I was 8. I started trying to cook pancakes. And they came out pretty on the outside, but they were pretty much raw in the inside.
Okay. Heat was
but
too
I
high,
felt
right?
Like I achieved. Yeah, the heat was too high, but I graduated. I learned along the way. But she told me, she said, you did a great job on the outside. You just got to take your time. And ever since then, I've been taking my time in the kitchen and I've been cooking. And I actually opened up my own catering business in 2001. I had my first official catering event. I did my best friend's 25th birthday bash, and it was amazing. So
very
I've
nice
been cooking for others ever since.
So that's been a while now, right? 18 years. You opened up in 2001, so you've been at this for a while.
Yeah, I've been like I said, I've been in the kitchen by myself since 8. My mom let me cook my first official meal by myself at age 11. So yeah, I've been in the kitchen for a while.
Okay. Now you're
in business for a while as well.
Yeah. Now you're catering. Now you're based in New York. Is that right?
I am not. I am originally from New York, but I am based in Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, okay. In Richmond. All right. I thought you were in New York. Okay. So what is the span of your of Virginia? Do you go all over Virginia? Do you stay in the Richmond area for your catering events?
I go all over Virginia, and I also, you know, ship food to other states. So like I have a shipping that I do to New York, Chicago, etc.
Very nice.
And the great thing about
What type of items do you ship? What are people getting shipped to New York and Virginia and Chicago?
Okay, so one of my biggest sellers is my Big Mac and Cheese.
Okay.
It is a family recipe that's been handed down. And my mom would not let me have it in my business if it was not good. So just a disclaimer. She's very protective. But Big Mac and Cheese is one of my biggest sellers, and those go. And I sell gift baskets, you know, for every holidays. You know, you got birthdays coming up. My mug cakes, they go pretty fast as well. Those are my holiday sellers. And I also have, like, seasonal treats that I do. Last fall, I did the pumpkin pie pops. And they're like pumpkin pies on a stick. Those went pretty fast.
Now, is this Is this a family business that you have? I mean, is your mom involved? Do you, are your kids involved? Do you have cousins, or is it just you?
My kids definitely help. I'm actually writing a children's cookbook with my daughters as we speak. It's already written. We just have to type it out and, you know, do the recipes, because when I do a cookbook, I like to do all of the recipes. And if I'm not recording them all, I like to at least do, like, you know, a walkthrough on my blog of at least 5 of the recipes. So my kids are definitely involved. And my mom, she does help time to time when I, especially if I have like a large event. My brothers, they've been servers. They've been prep cooks. They've definitely helped as well.
That's very nice. Now, do you have your own space to do this, or are you just doing it on your own? I'm not trying to get you.
I do it out of my home.
Yeah, okay. I don't want you getting in trouble with the health department or anything.
I cook out of my home. I'm allowed by law to cook out of my home, but I cannot have events in my home. That's a legal loophole. So
right.
I prepare everything in my home, and I take it to whatever the site is for the event.
Okay. Now, how is business? Is business pretty good? Are you able to support yourself? I'm not trying to be too personal, but I mean, business is good. You're able to support yourself and give yourself a good living based on your catering business, right? You don't have to work a second job.
Like every business, it has its lag times for sure.
Okay.
Especially being, you know, a small business is pretty much me at the helm. So I'm not able to take a lot of jobs. And I don't want to take a job and not be able to perform to the max. So I'm very particular with jobs that I take.
Okay.
And then there are a few scammers out here that I've come across.
Really?
That almost derailed my business. Yeah, there are. If you are a caterer and you're trying to, you know, get business out there, don't trust people who text you and ask you, you know, if they can get you to do an event last minute, and then they tell you they can't meet you or, you know, FaceTime with you because they may be in the hospital, or can someone else meet you or anything like that. That is a scam.
Okay, so tell us a story. Yeah. Give us an example of that. So I'm envisioning what you're saying, but obviously this is something that happened to you. So
yeah.
Tell us what happened to you.
So I have a few ways that, you know, I advertise between my podcast and my website and social media, but I had an account with Yelp and my name was coming up in a lot of different, you know, search engines as far as catering in the Richmond area. Now, I'm used to getting, you know, texts and people telling me, oh, I've seen your, you know, business come up on Facebook or whatever. But this person wouldn't tell me exactly where they saw my business come up. So I found that odd. That was a pink flag. It wasn't a red flag, but it was a pink flag.
Okay.
That's a little weird. And so they asked for 100 grilled chickens. They wanted 100 grilled chickens and a side of mac and cheese. And I was like, okay, that's not odd because it is the summertime. And I was like, well, do you want any sauce to go with it? I make my own barbecue sauce. So I was just like, you just want grilled chicken? I'm like, kind of confused. What's the event? You know, it was very, like, everything was very suspect because it wasn't like a lot of details. And they were just like, okay, so what's the cost? What's the price? And then once I quoted them the price, they were like, oh, okay, that's great. You know, now what's the next step? And I was like, okay, the next step would be us either meeting or us having a FaceTime conversation and me sending you the contract so you can sign the contract and then you put in your down payment. That's when the, oh, I'm in the hospital, I'm in hospice, and I really can't. Can my husband meet you and do the contract? And I was like, wait a minute. What? If you're in hospice, isn't that like, I'm confused. So I explained that I cannot do a contract with your husband because you are making the agreement. You are making the arrangement. And you, in turn, will be paying for the food. So it would be a contract with you, not your husband. And I would need to speak with you to verify that it's you and see that it is you. And she was very adamant. And then I had another situation where they wanted to pay their DJ through me because the DJ doesn't accept Visa or MasterCard.
What? So they were going to pay you whatever. They're going to give you, you know, $1,000, just to say they were going to give you the money and then you had to pay the DJ cash. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much. They wanted to run it through my account. Wow. I was like, no, that's illegal. That's illegal. You're trying to mess up my account by giving me bad credit card information. And once it clears in my account, then you want me to, it's pretty much cleaning money for whoever is doing it.
Right. Right. Now, so what was hipping you to all this? Were you burned before? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was scammed before in my personal life.
Okay. Okay.
So my antennas, they raise very easily now. If I feel like something is very, you know, like I said, the fact that they wouldn't tell me, you know, how they heard about me, or, you know, where they got my number from, that was a little suspect.
So, I mean,
because most people.
In the case of this, in this case of the first story that you said about the woman who was in hospice, I assume it was a woman. What would be the reason for doing this? Just to mess you up? I mean, okay, she doesn't tell you where she got your information from. Okay, that's certainly, like you said, a pink flag. But what would be the reason for scamming you? Just to have you burn through time and energy and money? I mean, she was at least willing to have her husband come out and meet you. What was the problem with that?
Well, see, she said it was her husband.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
She was her husband.
Okay.
We never got to, you know, payment method.
Okay. And you never got to.
She could have been trying to write me a check.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it was too suspect. I was very uncomfortable. And 95% of my clients, they are eager to tell me where they heard about my services because 97% of the time is a discount involved.
Oh, so if someone tells you that how they heard about you through Yelp or through Facebook or whatever, then you give them a discount. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it depends. It depends on where you heard about me, where you got, you know, where you clicked on the link or where you got my phone number from. And then you'll get that discount applied to wherever you heard about me. But the fact that she just glossed over that, I'm still assuming that it's with her.
I got you.
But it felt very suspect.
Now, do you think she gave you her real name? Do you believe that she gave you her real name?
No, because okay. I searched everywhere
okay.
for the data she gave me on all of my like social media everywhere.
Again, so let me ask you, why would she make this up? I mean, as a former police officer, right? So we often came across people who would, you know, do silly stuff as pranks as far as ordering pizzas and, you know, send it to your rival's house and stuff like that. So there's a method to that madness. What's the method to this madness as far as just having you cook a whole bunch of chicken? Is it to waste your time? What's the reason? What would you believe the reason for that would be?
Okay. So in this case, I believe that, you know, once they were able, because there are hackers out here, and once they're able to get like certain information, like get into your payment or access to your payment account, even if they're making a transaction on the other end, they're able to access your account.
I got you.
And the fact that the information was so suspect, and then I will be communicating with the male versus the female, it made me very uncomfortable.
So did they ask you?
Because I was like, okay.
No, this is actually very informative for anyone else who's running a business. So did they ask you for your credit card information or PayPal? Did they want that kind of stuff from you during these initial conversations?
I didn't let her get that far.
Okay.
The first person with the DJ situation, they were asking me if I accept, you know, credit cards. And I said, yes, I accept credit cards. And then they were like, great. That's when the whole DJ came about. Oh, my DJ doesn't accept. And I was like, well, two different businesses. I cannot accept the payment for another person's business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like it could have been that same person trying to come back around.
Did they sound the same?
Like,
or
do the same thing? No. Because I didn't talk to the second person on the phone.
Okay.
They just text me.
Okay.
But the first person, it was definitely a lady. Or at least it sounded like a lady.
Okay.
Because nowadays, who knows? But it sounded like a woman.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Okay.
Well, and she was saying like, but it sounded like a similar scam. Like they were trying to get in a different way.
Mm.
Especially with the hospice. It was like a sob story to try to weaken my defenses.
Right. Right. Now, how close to were these two events? I mean, was it like a week later or a month later? How close were those two?
It actually was a week later.
Okay. Wow.
Because the first person, she, after I quoted her, you know, she hit me with the DJ stuff and I was like, okay, no, this is not going to work. And then like a week later, the lady contacted me about grilled chicken, and it's they're fresh in my mind because it doesn't happen often. I actually do good business with a lot of different types of people, but these two stick out in my mind because they were so odd.
Right Now you've been in business for 18 years, so you obviously are doing something right, have a good reputation, and you have a good business sense, right? So you're not scamming people or allowing yourself to be scammed and
definitely
under
not.
The table.
And I
you
try
write
to
out
keep
contracts
it,
and all that kind of
try
stuff.
Try to keep it very honestly. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Even with my best friend, she sat down, we wrote up a contract for her birthday party. She paid me everything. So yes, I try to keep it very above board, especially nowadays. The tax man is coming after everybody, and they lock people up for simple stuff. So
yeah,
I try to make sure.
Well, the thing.
Cross all my T's and dot all my I's.
I just read an article not too long ago that talked about how the tax man, the IRS, is coming only after mostly middle to lower class people, right? So they're not coming after everyone. They're only going after the middle class and those who are lower economically, because they're not going to go after the higher classes, because the article was saying that it was just too complicated, essentially, to go after them. Which those are the people they ought to be going after, right? You know, so once again, you and I get burned.
Have the means to get lawyers, et cetera.
Exactly. So
I don't want them kind of problems.
Yeah. Oh, you and I both. So Cooking with Positivity. Now you and your daughters are writing a cookbook. Are you giving away your family secrets as far as recipes, or are you scared about that? Worried about that? You don't care, or what?
Well, I don't give away all of my family secrets. Like I said, my mom is very protective because we don't have a lot moving here from New York. This is kind of our generational history. It's passed down. And when I told her, you know, I was starting my catering company, and she was like, well, you know, I got to try everything before you say you got it for me.
Right.
So I'm very mindful of what I put out there. But me and my mom, we both cook great, but we cook different.
Okay.
I take risks. My mom cooks what she knows. She sticks to what she knows. She eats what she knows, unless I spoon feed her something and then make her fall in love with it.
Now,
I've literally had to do that. Like my.
What's the range of foods you cook? Is it mostly soul food? Do you dabble in Italian food, Mexican food? What kind?
Dabble in a little bit of everything, except for Chinese.
Okay.
I don't do Chinese or Asian cuisine. I had a client who asked me that because they saw that I do a range of food, but no, I'm not messing with the Chinese food right now.
I don't think you got to say it like that. But okay.
I'm saying I've tried it. I've dabbled in it. It didn't come out like it wasn't something that I would present to my family, let alone a potential client. So. Okay. I've shelved that for now.
Okay. But yes, I
do Italian food. It's soul food. It's basically a soul food dressed up for any occasion. So say if you want baked mac and cheese, but you want an appetizer form, we have mac and cheese cupcakes. They're cute. They're small. You can pick them up with a toothpick. You know, things like that. So that'd be good for like luncheons and, you know, brunches and stuff like that.
Okay. Very nice. I was at a forum a few days ago, last week, as a matter of fact. Well, by the time this comes out, it'll be a few weeks ago. So I was at a forum some time ago, and it was a lot of different people who were sitting there, different cultures. And somehow the topic got on food. This is before the forum actually started. You know, we're kind of just talking and mingling. And so this one lady says, you know, she the conversation started over coffee. How come you didn't bring enough coffees for everyone else? It was kind of a joke kind of thing. And so this one lady says, in the Jewish culture, this is what we do. We like to give people food and just try to fatten them up. And then another lady says, well, that's the same thing in the Italians. You know, we like to fatten people up, make sure everybody's eating and healthy. And I'm like, oh, listen, it's a black thing too, you know? So food and cooking are so intertwined with so many different cultures in ethnicities. It's
it definitely
very important.
Is. Yeah. I find that.
Yeah. It's so important to us bonding, to us, to the marriages that that we have. These ceremonies that we have, it's everything. It's, you know, culture is essentially the food that we eat while we're listening and dancing to the music that we love and enjoy. So it's really, really important in our lives. And so
Definitely.
I'm saying that to say that, you know, I appreciate what you're doing and I like that. And you're also following another passion of yours, which is writing and reading. So you are a person who has found your niche as far as writing, poetry, reading, and cooking. Not many people can say that. And so I give you a lot of credit and kudos for that.
Well, I appreciate it. The journey was not easy because I was torn most of my life. I had a few loves in my life and I had to choose which one to go down. And at the end of the day, I couldn't choose between food and writing. They both held on. You know, theater left me because I was going to be an actress. I was going to be a singer, but I have thyroid issues. So that went out the window because my voice is not consistent. One day I wake up sounding like Countess Vaughn. The next day I wake up sounding like Barry White. So that doesn't work. So things worked out best for me. And I love to talk. So the podcast came with ease.
So let's get into the podcast.
Yep.
So what made you decide to start the podcast? You obviously have a good niche, cooking with positivity. So why did you want to start the podcast?
Well, I was looking for a way to marry my two loves for a while. And of course, you know, I have cookbooks. That's a good way to marry them. But I wasn't fully fulfilled. And I felt like people weren't getting all of me as far as, you know, who I am as an author and who I am as a caterer. So I was like, where can I put all of this together? Because I've created, you know, business pages and things like that. But it wasn't all together. And my website, it has everything together, but it's not together. It's not married. It doesn't make sense to me. They're not one, pretty much. And I listened to a few people, like on talk radio and, you know, podcasts. And someone who I follow, they were talking about, you know, there's ways that you can, you know, get your voice out there. It's free podcast. You can create a podcast on Anchor. And I started, you know, searching up, well, what is Anchor? What is this? And ergo, podcast opened up. That's where I started. And I'm a loyalist, so I stick with Anchor. Even though I'm on other platforms, I stick with where I started. And Anchor has been very easy for me to use. I'm able to navigate it. I've tried to like navigate other podcasts, but I digress. It is easier to just take it from Anchor and put it on these other platforms. And that's what started it all, because I've always wanted to do something where I'm expressing myself creatively. I'm marrying my two loves, and I am spreading positive. My best friend just told me the other day, because I told her, I said, I had to get back to being a positive me. And she was like, you've always been positive ever since we were younger. Like, that's crazy that you say that. And so I had to, you know, take a step back for myself and envision that again. Because there was a time back from the podcast itself, because I felt like I wasn't in a positive headspace. I had so much things happening around me, so many things going on in my personal life, that I felt like if I would have recorded, it wouldn't have come off as positive as I like to spread to the world. So the podcast seemed like a natural thing. And I'm a talker. My grandmother had me on the phone at 1 year old talking up a storm. So wow. Talking comes easy to me. Yeah. Right.
So how long have you been podcasting?
It's been about 2 years now. Because like I said, I've been looking and searching for, you know, an outlet that accompanies all of my wonderful assets and being positive in the process. But everything comes when it's supposed to.
On your podcast, do you mostly discuss cooking, or do you also get into the writing and poetry? You talk about marrying the two loves together. Do you mostly stick with the cooking aspect?
I get into a bit of everything. It just depends on, you know, because it's a podcast, so it's a show. So I have to keep my listeners interested. So I have different themes every month, and now we have different topics, and I've added different segments. And I do everything with the guide of positivity. So if it's positive, we're talking about it. And one of the things that I did talk about at the top of the show was how to be positive in every aspect, right? So when it comes to food, I know it's very big on healthy. People are looking for healthy options and ways to be healthy throughout their lives. So what I started doing was sharing the recipes that I was sharing. I would offer, you know, the alternative. If you're vegan or vegetarian, I would offer, you know, that option as well. I'll tell you how to make this same recipe, but in vegan or vegetarian form, and what substitutes. So I share recipes on my podcast every month, as well as a poem of the month. And okay. That's the way I get. Yeah, I used to have a segment called Story Time where I started telling a story for the podcast, but it became much. People wanted me to do that all the time, so I had to fall back and readjust.
Now the Story Time was just a segment. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I started it as a segment back in February. It was a love story.
Oh, okay.
And it followed these two teenagers who had a love for art, you know, jazz and dance and things like that. And people wanted to hear that story all the time. And it was just supposed to be for the month of February.
Well, that does sound interesting. So I think you teased the people out there. I think you teased them a little bit. So that does sound interesting.
But I had to take a step back. But I will be bringing it back this February. So if you listen to Cooking with Positivity, you can look forward to that in February.
Now, how often I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
How often do you release an episode?
Okay, so we are now up to 3 days a week. When I first started, it was just Wednesdays, every Wednesday. But there was such a demand for the podcast. You know, people asking me when I wasn't releasing an episode, you know, when the next episode will be out and how do I survive Mondays and things of that nature. So I started doing Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays now. And on Wednesdays, I have a co-host who has joined the Cooking with Positivity family, Miss Lisa Deshawn. And it's been working out fantastically because I'm able to focus on Mondays and Fridays. And I have different focuses on each day. So Mondays are Mondays and You. That's about my listeners. I want to hear, you know, whatever your stories are, how you remain positive in certain situations. I have, you know, different topics, like I said. So on Mondays, I provide a surviving Monday tip on how you can survive Mondays, because I've had so many people come up to me and ask me, how do you remain so perky and so positive and upbeat on Mondays? Because people suffer from the Monday doldrums. And that made me say, okay, that was one of my listeners' questions. And I turned it into a segment. So every Monday, I provide a Surviving Monday tip. And also, the first Monday of every month, we provide a shout out to businesses doing positive things or who have a positive message or a positive movement. So they could be like donating money to organizations, food banks, whatever. So we shine a light on them on Mondays. And on Fridays is Fun Free Fridays. I provide a raffle. We play the blank game. I was playing a bingo, but I think it got too much. So I'm shelving that until next year. But Fun Free Fridays has been fun, because if you support Cooking with Positivity, if you've ever liked, shared, etc., been a guest, you get a raffle ticket and I'll draw your name and you get prizes from my business or from Lisa Deshawn's business. And it's been fun so far.
Very nice.
We are 3 days a week now.
Wow, that's a heavy schedule.
It is, but it's a schedule of love. So I enjoy it. It gives me kind of my therapy, especially Mondays. I love reading listener stories. I love, you know, talking to listeners, and I love creating. So
is your podcast your podcast is not live though, right? It's recorded.
No, it's not live. Right. It's not live. But next month, December, depending on when this airs, I will be doing a live experiment where I provide an interview while I'm live on my social media. And I'm going to be cooking a recipe with my guests from start to finish.
That sounds really interesting. That sounds really interesting.
Yes. So I'm going to be doing that next month for our holiday month. And then I'm also doing the 25 Days of Positivity, where I provide my platform to people who think they might want to have a podcast but don't know how to get started or want to try it out before they jump out there and go for themselves. So you are able to come on Cooking with Positivity and run the show.
Very nice.
Yourself.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a good idea.
See if you like it. Yeah, so I have a lot going on.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. This episode is going to air during the Christmas time, during the holiday season. So tell us some good holiday recipes that are going to be fun culturally, culturally diverse, fun culturally to cook, and also going to be somewhat healthy. What would you recommend?
Well, I'll give you one I just shared on the podcast. This is our recipe of the month because we have it's Turkey Day, you know, Thanksgiving. That's a big holiday. It's a big food holiday. And people tend to overeat during the holidays. And what I found is if you cook with intention, then you won't overeat. That means you won't have tons of leftovers. And if you do, you have ways to minimize your overeating. So I created the turkey meatballs. Now, meatballs are one of my top sellers, but I make all types of meatballs. And turkey meatballs with gravy, they're served 12. That is a great way to not overeat, cook with intention, and it's delicious. Like, who doesn't love turkey and gravy, right? So I shared this on my podcast. So for the turkey meatballs, you need 2 pounds of ground beef or 2 pounds of ground turkey, 4 tablespoons of minced garlic, 1.5 teaspoons of salt, 1 teaspoon of pepper, 2 large eggs, 1 cup panko breadcrumbs, 1/2 teaspoon of paprika, 1 teaspoon of onion powder. And like I said, it serves up to 12. This recipe can always be found in my cookbook, 15 and 15 minutes or less. It can be found on Amazon.
Very nice. Very nice. And so for my final question, I want to start some trouble. Who is the better cook, you or your co-host?
Well, I haven't had my co-hosts cooking yet, so okay. I can't
judge. Okay.
I'm a very honest person, so if she cooks something better than me, I will give her her just due, her props. But I haven't had her cooking yet, so I can't say.
Okay. Very good. Tell us, just give us a brief summation of, once again, your website, these cookbooks that you have, and when and where we can find, and you already told us, but tell us again where we can find your podcast.
All right. Well, the website is zykiamccoy.com. That's Z like zebra, Y-K-I-A-M-C-C-O-Y. And you can find everything that I have going on as far as my books, as far as the podcast, as far as catering, all on that website. Also, you can find my books on Amazon.com. All you have to do is type in Zykia McCoy, and all of my books should come up. And if not, if you're looking for a specific title, definitely just type in Zykia McCoy and type in that title, and that'll come up. And Cooking with Positivity can be heard on Anchor, iHeartRadio, iTunes, pretty much wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you don't have it on the app that you listen to, definitely contact me and I'll get them to put it on there. I'll do my best to get it on that platform.
Very nice. Thank you so much, Zykia McCoy. Congratulations on your business. I wish you the best success with your catering, with your poetry, with your writing, and also with your podcast. Thank you so much for being a guest on Captain Hunter's podcast. Thank you.
And thank you for having me. And because you've had me on your show, I am going to be providing you with a free 15 and 15 minutes or less cookbook, a free e-copy of that book.
Oh, awesome. I look forward to that. I can't cook a lick. So, well, that's not true. I can cook. but I can't cook, but I'm not the best cook. I'm not the best cook. So I need all the help I can get. So I put it this way. I can survive.
Well, these are super easy recipes, so you'll do great.
Okay, very good. Very good. Nice and easy. Very good. There we go. There we go. All right. Thanks again. We'll talk to you.
Thank you.
Once again, I want to thank my special guest, Ms. Zykia McCoy, for coming on Captain Hunter's podcast. Please make sure that you check out her website, Zykia, ZYKIAMCCOY.com. Check that out. Check out her podcast, Cooking with Positivity. And if you're living in the Richmond area, or also if you want items shipped to you right for this holiday season, make sure you check her out. She's willing to ship items to you, different food items. So be a supporter of the business and support what she's doing. Also, remember that I have a blog on hunterpolicetraining.com. Go to hunterpolicetraining.com, hit that blog, and make sure you read through some of my past blogs. There I give you thoughts and insights. Make sure you check out my Twitter handle, CPTL Hunter, Instagram, CPTL Hunter. That's Captain L Hunter for all those. Once again, if you like the background music, that was done by my godson, Avery Herring, AveryHerring, 2 at outlook.com. That's where you can be reached at. If you like the artwork, that was done by my stepson, Philip McCorkle, PM Design 808 at gmail.com. So that's it. Much love and peace. Take care. Bye.